This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
We read in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, after man had fallen," we read this in the next chapter, chapter 3, verse 22 of the first book of the Bible. It says, "Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim on the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. We're wrapping up the book of Revelation, and what a scene this is. After all these years, since the very, very beginning of recorded time as we know it, the first few chapters of book of Genesis, we read that once man sinned, that he was banished from the garden. And he lost his access to the tree of life. And now, finally, here it is back again. Revelation chapter 22, where it says, "He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there will be no more curse, for the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." What a great promise that is, friend, isn't it? After all these years of being banished from the Garden of Eden, we see God's going to redo it. God's going to have a redo here, and he's going to remake the Garden of Eden. He's going to remake paradise itself, as we see finally the tree of life here once again on the scene in the New Jerusalem. We're in Revelation chapter 22. We could very well wrap this up here today or tomorrow. So let's see now. Let's pick it up here. In verse 6, it says, "Then he said to me, These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." You see, shortly, he says, that is shortly as he views time. Friend, the countdown clock is ticking. We're at T-minus, Lord only knows what, and counting. Now, just because you interpret shortly is different then the way God interprets shortly doesn't mean anything other than you need to adjust your understanding of end times. It's all the same day to him. Don't let that bar you from having access to the tree of life because you, like me, have a walnut brain and can't understand the deep things of God. He says it's coming shortly. And it's all the same day to him. It's what's shortly to him is thousands of years for us. But it doesn't make the word of God not true, because the word of God is true. And like Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar, only because we don't understand it and it hasn't happened according to our finite minds doesn't make the word of God not true. Yes, indeed, there's portions of this book here that we just don't understand. But understand this, friend, you can't make it in without Jesus Christ. You cannot make it into heaven without a Redeemer. You will not have access to the tree of life without entering in through the door. As it says in John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus himself said, I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved, and they will go in and out and find pasture. There's only one way. He also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one way to have eternal life, and that is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the only way. You can't regain entry into this city and have deeded rights to the tree of life without your sin problem being resolved. You've got to get that resolved. You're a sinner. All have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. You've got a sin problem. You need a Redeemer, and that's what Jesus is, the Redeemer. He died on the cross. The Bible says he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. See, someone died in your place. Have you received him today? That's all you have to do. You can be saved, have your name written in the book of life without you jogging a mile, without you burning a calorie. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe in him and be saved. Receive him. Turn and repent of your sins. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you too can have your rights to the tree of life. And we also see here now the sixth beatitude of this book. Blessed is he. Do you see that? Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. So that's a military term there. Actually, it means blessed is he who guards, that is like a sentinel with a gun in his hand, with a gun drawn. Blessed is he who guards. Blessed is he who protects like a criminal, like a sentinel guards his prisoner. Blessed is that person that keeps, guards, protects, watches out over the words of the prophecy of this book. Verse 8, and I, John, the one hearing and seeing these things. And when I heard and when I saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. Oh, boy, what trouble. You know, you would think, you know, how could he do that? He knows, he's seen Jesus face to face. He's just in heaven. He knows the word of God. Why on earth would this guy do something like this? He bows down and worships the angel. And also, let's see what angels think about people who bow down and worship angels or even are infatuated with angels. Let's look at what angels think when undue affection gets directed their way. I, John, am the one hearing and seeing these things. When I heard and when I saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, showing to me these things. And he said to me, see that you do not! Exclamation point. For I am your fellow servant, and I am of your brothers, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Then he says this, worship God. Meaning all of these groups are ultimately brothers. We all are. Whether it's angels, the prophets, the believers, ultimately, We're all brothers. We're all going to be brothers here at this end of the age. You and the angels right beside you. So to speak, figuratively speaking, we'll be brothers. But I want you to see what an utter abomination it is to an angel to worship an angel or to exhibit undue worship in any way towards an angel. That's just because their fellow angel, Lucifer, Satan, he wanted worship and he wanted to exalt his throne and above the stars of God. And he got proud and wanted worship, wanted everyone to worship him. Now, these angels remember that. So when anyone wants to bow a knee and start worshiping angels, oh boy, you better, they head for the hills on that. They want no part of that. They want no part to be associated with Satan himself when people start to worship angels. When you start to worship angels, you're fulfilling the will of Satan himself. He is the angel that wants worship. And he answers it himself here, worship God. In chapter 19, he says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Verse 10, he says to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. You know, funny thing, the last words of Daniel, listen to this, Daniel chapter 12, verse 9, it says, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed and sealed. I'm sorry, the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but the wise will understand. Isn't it funny? We'll have to pick it up here on Monday. In Daniel's time, only 500 years earlier, he was told, seal up the book because you're not near the time of the end. But then only 500 years later, it's don't seal up the book because you're at the time of the end. But that was 2,000 years ago. What makes John saying that different than Daniel saying that? Why is it the time of the end now, 2,000 years ago, but 2,500 years ago it's not? I'll tell you, the answer is because of the cross. Once the Lord Jesus Christ was raised up again, and once they, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will come back in like manner. Once he went back up like that, that's what started God's end times clock again. We're at a time. I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. Pastor Ken Babington will be preaching the word, Taking Back America. Stan Schumann will be doing the music. He's a Southern gospel singer. He'll be leading us in worship. Pastor Ken Babington preaching the word, Taking Back America. I'm excited about hearing that. You're invited Sunday morning, 10:30, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. In our next program on Monday, we're going to wrap up the book of Revelation, and then we're going to take a day and look at the cast of characters. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.